Coming up next is an episode of Fulfilling Lives, presented by the Fairfield County Board of Developmental Disabilities. The mission of Fairfield DD is to bring about a vibrant community where people lead lives of greater independence and make meaningful contributions.
Welcome to Fulfilling Lives, a program of the Fairfield County Board of Developmental Disabilities. I'm Alicia Greenwood, your host today, and I hope you're all having a wonderful day. With me this morning, I have Mick Miller, and I also have Michael Edwards. So, Mick, how are you this morning?
I'm great.
Wonderful. How about you, Michael? How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you.
So again, I'm so excited to have you guys here this morning to chat with us. Mick is going to tell us a lot, hopefully, about some of his work experience. And for those of you who are our readers of our Imagine Community newsletter, we did a story on Mick last summer where he talked about meeting some of his goals. And those goals, just to recap, Mick, and feel free to jump in and fill anything in. Mick had set a goal for himself to go on a vacation, fly on a plane, and he had several other bucket list items that he accomplished last summer. And we really enjoyed covering that with Mick, and he asked if he could give us an update. So here we are this morning. So Mick, do you have any fun upcoming things that you're getting ready to do?
Yes, I do. I'm getting ready to go back to Florida again to visit my friend Ted. He had a girlfriend, but she recently passed away, and he's down in the dumps and just needs some friends and family, and I'm taking some days off at the end of school to come down and see him. I'm getting a one-way ticket, and then we're going to drive back up the rest of the way, so I'll get to see all the different states while driving. He's driving straight through.
Wow.
We're not stopping for anything less food or gas, so we'll see how that goes, and I hope I don't have to drive any.
I was going to ask if you're sharing the driving responsibility.
Well, he's talking about it, but hopefully not. Hopefully I'll just be able to take it all in, but regardless, I'll be there with my friend.
Yeah, that's a great friendship. So second trip on a plane.
Second trip.
You're going back to Florida. Going to help your friend pack up and drive. You coming back to Ohio?
He's going back up to just visit.
Okay.
He's trying to get his place right now to sell. He's currently from Ironton, down by Portsmouth and Chillicothe area.
Mm-hmm.
But he's got a lot of friends and family down there, and a lot up here too, in the northern part of Ohio. So, you know, he just wants to come up and visit, and he asked me, hey, you can fly down, a lot cheaper flight, you know, this one way, and then we can drive back up the rest of the way. And I said, absolutely, never done it before, and I want to try it.
So that sounds like a cool way to, you know, strengthen that relationship too.
Yes.
You get to talk and make whole new bonds on your drive back up.
Yes.
It's a long drive.
It's a long drive.
Yes. So how did you become friends with Ted, who lives in Florida?
Well, a very long time ago. Well, I was in diapers, but I was probably about 10 years old, give or take. And my mom loved to walk, you know, exercise. She's, you know, she teaches a fitness class. She does dancing. She loves to stay in shape. And she happened to be walking one day, and he happened to be out going to his car. And he stopped her one day and says, hey, you always walk by yourself, you know? It was being early morning before the sun comes up in the dark. And she goes, yeah, I walk by myself. And he said, well, I'm looking for a walking partner, somebody to walk with. So they started walking. You know, he'd go to her house. They had their cup of coffee, you know, walk with their cup of coffee. When they walked back to their house, and after just a long period of time, got to get to know him. Then I start riding my bike, you know, while they walked. And we just developed a relationship with him over the years.
Yeah.
He started coming to our house for cookouts, you know, hanging out. So he's a really good dude. Before he left, I closed his patio in for him, and I made him a really awesome tiki bar.
Very cool.
Where I could go over on Friday or Saturday evening,
hang out
and have a drink and just kick back.
Very nice. Awesome. I love the friendship.
Yes.
Very cool.
Yes.
We're going to get an update from Mick about how things have been going. And I think that he has an additional job compared to last summer.
I do. I work at Mugshots in Pleasantville, Ohio. as a dishwasher. I oversee dish tank and make sure incoming dishwashers are properly trained and dishes are kept clean and ready for the next day use.
Awesome. And that's a new position that you have.
Yes.
Okay. So let's back up just a little bit. Can you just tell me a little bit about yourself?
Well, a little bit about me. I'm adventurous, I'm outgoing, and I'm just always there to be a lending hand to anybody that might need it.
So you have three positions. Fairfield Union.
Yes.
And what do you do at Fairfield Union?
I am a substitute custodian and during the school year. And then in the summertime, I'm grounds and maintenance, doing stuff outside, keeping the buildings looking nice and all that.
And that's at the high school or multiple buildings?
Multiple buildings.
Okay. And you already told us about mugshots. And then yes. Tell us about what's your third position?
Ace Hardware in Baltimore, Ohio, where I have the liberty of going there and putting merchandise on the shelf and making sure things are stocked up for customers if they need it.
Great. And which position have you been at the longest?
Fairfield Union.
Okay. And you've been there 2 years, is that correct?
2 years. This summer I'll be on my third.
Wow. That's great. And so I take it that you like all three positions. You are a working dude.
Yes.
Which position do you enjoy the most?
Wow, that is a really hard decision for me to make. But ultimately, I like the school district.
Okay.
The most.
What do you like about it? Is it the job that you're doing or the people that you work with?
The people I'm working with and the jobs I do.
Both things?
Both things, yeah.
So how did you obtain that position? How did you get that job at Fairfield Union?
Well, I went to Fairfield Union as a student, and as a high school graduate in 2019, and then the superintendent of our school knew me for years and asked me if I would like an opportunity to work at the school because he knew that I wanted to be a custodian and a grounds guy, so he gave me the opportunity to work at the school.
Okay, so it was by the relationship that you had with your school district where you went to school?
Correct.
Okay, how about mugshots? How did you get your position there?
I just went down there one day and they had a job offering for a dishwasher, and I immediately asked if I could apply for it, and I applied for it, and then the next day they did an interview and take with me.
Nice. So you just went in and said, I would like to have a job, and I know that you have an opening. Can I apply? And
yes.
Are you in a training position now? Have you kind of moved up at
I am. Yes, I am moving up. I prep food on Fridays, and they're talking also making me like a food runner on certain days of the week.
For deliveries and things like that? Or
just within the building.
Oh, okay. Taking food
yeah.
out that's prepared
yeah.
to tables. Okay.
Yeah.
Sorry. A food runner, I automatically went to delivery. That's the world we live in. And then how about at Ace Hardware? How did you obtain that position?
I know a girl there that works there, and she used to lifeguard for Pleasantville Pool. I knew her for years. She got me into doing the truck at the shop. So I
okay.
knew her for years, and she just got me into it.
And you live in Pleasantville, and you've lived there for quite a while. So you're
ever since I was born.
Nice. So you're really familiar with that community.
Correct.
Wonderful. I love those connections and those relationships that you have and that you have gone out there and said, I want to work. And you are clearly a worker. You have three positions and
yes.
that's wonderful. And they're all part-time and keep you very busy, I take it.
Yes.
Okay. So I'm going to switch gears just a little bit.
Okay.
What kinds of things do you enjoy doing outside of working?
Well, when I'm not working, I like to hang out with my friends, family. Got a nephew now. He comes over and we play together, and I just try to have fun and relax.
Awesome. What kinds of things do you do for fun with your nephew?
I'll chase him around the yard, put him on my shoulders, and just have fun running around the yard with him on my shoulders.
Awesome. I remember that you used to enjoy playing a lot of basketball. Do you still play basketball?
No, not anymore.
Not anymore?
Not anymore. Getting too old for it.
All right. That's funny. Thank you, Meg. Anything else you want to let us know about anything about your jobs or anything that's going on in your community that you're involved in that you're excited about?
Well, Pleasantville is a very small town, but it's a town where everyone knows your name and knows what you do for a living, and they look upon me to help out, and I do help out at our church. I am the pastor's right-hand man, and I just do anything that he asks for me at the church.
Oh, that's great. What church do you attend?
Christway Community Church in Pleasantville, Ohio.
Okay, cool. Very nice. And what kinds of things do you help your pastor out with?
Well, I help him out with morning announcements, I do the attendance, the offering, and make sure the soundboard and his mic and stuff is all in working order for Facebook Live.
Wow, you have a big role there.
Yes, I do.
That's really cool. So I love that you're experiencing that balance of you love to work, but yet you have all these fun things that you do outside of work too.
Yes.
Wonderful. All right. Well, thanks for giving us that quick breakdown. I'm going to switch gears on you yet one more time, Mick, and I have one more question just to kind of...
Go ahead and switch those gears.
All right. You're ready for it. So tell me just a little bit, and Michael's here too, so I'm going to ask Michael this question, and maybe you guys can kind of tag team on answering it.
Okay.
Tell me a little bit about your relationship with Michael and with Fairfield DD.
Well, when I first met Michael, our first intake, it was phenomenal. It went well. He took a liking to me. I took a liking to him, and I just kind of get him up to speed of what's going on in my life so he can better help me. And I think things took off really good the first time around.
I agree. So Mick and I have known each other for about 8 months. And so I was just starting as an individual support coordinator. And Mick, your plan was the first plan that I was writing. So basically I was learning how this works. And so Mick and I kind of just went through it together. And Mick said he'd take it slow with me. And so that was really cool. Just like you're doing right now, you're helping me to relax because you said, hey, I'm calm, I'm relaxed. I'm a little nervous, but I'm sitting next to you, so I'm feeling okay. And that's kind of how our relationship started. We just, you know, I'm writing my first plan. How's this work? And you've been through this before. And so we walked through it together. And that's kind of the beauty that I see in our relationship is that we're helping each other. So we're in this together.
Yes, we are.
You know, we're here to provide supports, but it's not a one-way street. And so as your relationship with County Board continues, it's not just that you're receiving support. You know, evidence of this interview right now, you're giving back. You're helping others. And by your example and your initiative, other people can follow along. That's really what's happening right now. This was your initiative to do this interview, and I kind of got roped into it. But, you know, that's the influence that you have now to be a role model, and other people can see what you've done and how you've developed in your life, and it's an inspiration to other people.
Absolutely.
So I thank you for that, and it's a pleasure.
You are welcome, sir.
It's a pleasure to work with you and to know you, and I look forward to just seeing more great things for you in the future.
Yes.
Thank you, Michael. I really appreciate that perspective of, you know, the give and the take and the two-way communication and the two-way just the support that you each provide each other. And that's just wonderful. And Mick, I actually know you from kind of previous years. And Mick, you are such a motivated, mature young man. And just seeing all the steps that you've taken yourself and saying, I want to get this job. I want to do this. I want to help others. I want to be, you know, just a helpful member of my community. I've lived there for so long and, you know, I just want to be a part of it. And that's exactly what you should be doing at your age and just really enjoying your life and your jobs and doing all the things with your family and friends. And thank you so much for sharing today what you have shared. We deeply appreciate it. And I think that's the end of our segment, unless you have anything else you want to share.
Well, thank you for having me today. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to tell my stories and a little bit about me, and I appreciate it all. And you guys just have a beautiful Thursday and a good rest of your day.
Folks, if you want to see Mick in action, you can see him at Mugshots Bar and Grill in Pleasantville, Ohio. He works part-time, and it sounds like he'll be running some food to tables here very shortly. Or even Ace Hardware in Baltimore, where he will be stocking shelves and unloading the trucks. Right?
Yes.
Perfect. All right. Thank you all so much for tuning in today. Again, I'm Alicia Greenwood. Thank you, Mick. Thank you, Michael.
Thank you.